State Treasurer Kurt Meyer. Good morning, Treasurer. How are you today?
Oh, just fine. Everybody calls me Secretary. I'm going to think I'll change the title to Secretary of Treasury, Kurt Meyer.
Yes, there you go. I was even looking at your title right here on my screen, and I still said it wrong. But Wyoming State Treasurer Kurt Meyer today. Treasurer, really appreciate your time. A couple of items we can talk about, of course, with the state legislative session beginning this week. But I want to go back to November, late November. You and a few other state treasurers around the nation sent a letter to Congress urging them to address the national debt. And of course, at that time, we had known that there was going to be a change in the presidency and everything like that. But let's discuss that letter a little, Treasurer, if you will, and the need that you saw to join with other treasurers to send that.
Well, I think the need is pretty clear, and I think evident to most people is that during the COVID era there, we spent as much fighting COVID, actually even during the Trump administration, as we spent in all of World War II, over $4 trillion. And I think for the most part, that was needed because people were, staying at home. They didn't have any place to work. And that kind of replaced a big part of our economy. The problem was, and where we got this inflation, was Biden just kept spending. So you get another almost $6 trillion that is baked in the cake, so to speak, and it looks like you're going to have at least $1 trillion, and maybe we can get by with $1 trillion, but they're going to, I think Congress is probably going to end up raising the debt level to another $2 trillion. Now, it's just unsustainable. And really, you look at it in historical perspective. In World War II, the percentage of debt, to GDP was the gross domestic product was 106%, and that was the highest thing that we had ever seen. And there was a reason we were fighting a war, and there's a reason for COVID. We were fighting a war on what we perceived at that time to be a disease that was catastrophic. As we find out later, this is kind of my opinion. I think big pharma and the drug companies and the healthcare industry probably pushed this thing a lot farther than it needed to be pushed. And you can see Pfizer and those guys made a lot of money during that time. But now everybody is kind of understanding that just take care of yourself. And it was just really kind of a bad flu, rather than a catastrophic disease that we've never seen before. So I guess in that perspective, we look at it as right now we're at over that 100% of debt to GDP, right at it right now. And it's projected by 2052 that we're going to be 200% above it at the same rate of growth. It's totally unsustainable. Every taxpayer now owes $273,000. That's what you're born with when you come into this new America. It's a $273,000 debt. And it's just frustrating from the standpoint that now, just like it was in the 70s and going into the 80s, the amount of money that the federal government is going to pay just to sustain the interest rate on this is going to be more than what we pay on defending our nation. And we know there's lots of threats out there right now. Russia it's not the Soviet Union anymore. It's just Putin, and hopefully at some point in time he won't be in that position. But who knows who's going to replace him? And of course, China. We've got some big expenses coming in front of us, and a lot of that's going to be technology and different ways to fight war. The thought is that we're going to have to make sure that we have an economy that can support a vigorous AI development, because if we sit on our hands there, China's going to jump ahead of us, and they're jumping ahead of us primarily in AI because of what we're doing in our energy policy. China's building a new coal-fired plant of about 550 megawatts almost every week. From the time that the Paris Climate Accords went into effect, essentially have built about twice as much coal-fired generation as what we have in America. And so the climate's not getting any better around the world. This thing about CO2 is really a joke, and these Paris Climate Accords have been totally ineffective. Even if you believe that there's a problem with CO2, none of this has worked, and the whole price and the burden of everything has been on the United States. So, you know, thank God that we've got an administration in there that I think is going to start to turn this thing around. So we're just very, very concerned as financial officers from the SFOF, the state, I think that's the Federation of Financial Officers. So it's something that that we're very, very concerned about. Because if they keep spending at this, the inflation is never going to go away, and we're going to be locked into some higher interest rates for quite some time. So,
Wyoming State Treasurer Kurt Meyer with me on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. So Treasurer, I wanted to ask, have you had any response from the Trump administration or the Trump team on what they plan to do with this officially, or is that still to be seen?
Well, you know, I think their first response is the Department of Government and Efficiency, the DOGE folks. It's going to be, you know, Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. So I think that they're going to try to figure out some way that we can cut this bloated government. We had a good conversation with Senator Rand Paul in our policy meeting with the SFOF, and he asked me what I thought they should do on DOGE, and he asked everybody, and I raised my hand because I wanted to talk to him, and he did indicate that he would be willing to pass the management of our federal lands back to the state, and I think that's a beginning, but at some point in time, we're either going to have to get control of those lands, because when you have another administration that comes through here, it's just we'll be right back. And Trump's going to, you know, I think get us on our BLM lands and stuff in a very short time period. I'm hoping less than 2 years. If we try to do a land exchange in the BLM, there's like 40 some decision boxes in that exchange process, and it takes anywhere from 5 to 7 years, and that's one of the reasons why I was hesitant of trying to go the land exchange route when it came to the Kelly parcel, because I'm 100% sure that Donald Trump's going to get us on there drilling for oil in the Powder River Basin before we ever could with a land exchange. So, you know, there's I think the DOGE folks, Musk and Ramaswamy, is going to help, I think, considerably. If we would take over the management of the federal lands, I think that would I think we could do it a lot more efficiently. One of the things that I've asked legislators to consider is to get the same land management software and computer programs that we would need to have a smooth handoff if that did happen. So I don't think they'll probably get to it this year, but hopefully we can do that in the interim to do that. Talked to several of the agencies. They're excited about having some updated software, because some of them are like the Forest Service, or they're hardly running on anything. I don't, you know, they hardly even have a GPS system they could stand up, you know. So we're kind of in the dark ages there. We're a little bit better in our Office of State Lands, but they'd be excited working off the same software. That way, if it does get switched over, all they got to do is push a button, and you've got all the data and everything that the federal government has that would allow us to effectively and seamlessly take over the management of those state lands. And I think our not only would we be more efficient in that we'd actually develop our mineral rights and their mineral rights. So, you know, we're not doing it now. We get millions of acres that are across this country. And I mean, Biden on the way out, you know, like froze up 628 million coastal acres. So I think we'll have some partners on the East and the West Coast that we wouldn't have before, because now they're being affected directly by the state land issues in the federal government, and tying up resources that would help them not only with their budgets, but with the budget of the United States.
Wyoming State Treasurer Kurt Meyer this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Treasurer, thank you again so much for your time. Unfortunately, we're already really, really short on time. Just one more question for you, just a quick answer.
Yes.
The state of the finances in Wyoming, how do you feel about that as we head into the session?
The state of the finances in Wyoming, we've done a great job with our shop during the last 6 years. We've got in excess of $1 billion of excess returns over our benchmarks, and that's going to benefit a lot of folks. There's a misconception, I think, by a lot of the legislators that we just have one big $30 billion pot of money and we can spend it on whatever. Most of these things are tied up in trust funds and checking accounts. I think the game changer that we're going to propose is a generational fund, to where we can invest $2.5 to $3 billion over 30 years and get the same return on that or more than if we had a permanent mineral trust fund of over $30 billion. So that's just the power of compounding. We're going to present that to them with a little bit different structures, another fund structure. And that actually gets us to light at the end of the tunnel, where within 30 years, we'll be turning back or have the possibility to turn back about $1.6 billion. And if we don't put all of that money back and run another cycle in 50 to 60 years, we'd be turning back $6 billion a year and saving $10 billion, $6 billion a year, which is twice what our budget is. So, you know, that is light at the end of the tunnel to let people know that there's a smarter way to invest money, and we've been doing that for the last 6 years, and we want to move it to another level. It'd be a game changer.
That's Wyoming State Treasurer Kurt Meyer this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Treasurer, thank you so much for your insight and your time. Really do appreciate it today.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.